This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. We talked yesterday about some of the subtle changes in Washington hop production that won't hit the big payoff until next year. Washington Hop Commission's Jackie Brophy says that's because of some new propagation techniques being used by growers.
Yes, there was. A lot of people are kind of looking to do a slightly different technique that works more kind of with the Clean Plant Center.
And how exactly is that different?
Basically, people have been digging up roots, and you know that is just fine as well. But a lot of people are starting to consider the long-term, you know, kind of benefits of getting stock from a propagator that has been directly from something that has been recently cleaned up, basically.
In that case, Brophy says it's all about attention to detail.
It means that you're doing more of a softwood cutting rather than digging up roots in your field or in someone else's field. So it's just kind of a little bit more delicate of a plant at that point.
Brophy says it's changes like these that keep the U.S. significant in the global hop market.
The U.S. production is about 40% of the world supply now. So we're continuing to see things increase for the U.S. kind of scene on the global hop market. So that's always exciting.
Brophy says European demand for U.S. hops, mostly grown here in Washington State, is still very strong.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.